This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, November 29th. Storage rates send wheat prices higher in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was higher today. Wheat is another one that's just been up and down and been volatile over the past number of weeks. The variable storage rates dropped 3 cents from 11 cents to 8, so they've dropped now to a little bit more of a competitive level, which means that we've been able to start to get a little bit of an uptick in our exports and start to move some of our product out. And so the market's been up and it rallied and kind of spiked up right before the close and brought in a little bit of selling coming in, but we're right here at the benchmark on the D's contract. Of course, the deferred months are a little bit higher right now. I think the March contract is up and got up almost to 514. I think we're at about 511 right now before the close here. Still looking pretty strong, but that can turn on a dime, so we're going to watch that closely.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down a half point at 497 and a half. December corn was up four at 361. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were up 8.5, ranging from 607 to 622. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 1, ranging from 676.5 to 683.5. Live cattle for December were up 75 cents at 117 even. January feeder cattle were down 72.5 cents at 147.77.5. And November class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1446.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.